By the book.
Okay, welcome to Buy the Book. This is Jason Bullock from Draft Network, and
I'm Jerome Montgomery. I'm the assistant to the marketing department for Draft Network.
And what was that intro?
That was something that I picked out for Buy the Book, because Buy the Book is odd, quirky, you know, it's not going to be your normal type interview. So that was what started out as a ringtone called the Hot Dog Ladies. I just thought it would be great, so I popped that along, you know, entered in the title, and there we go.
Wow.
It's funny, when I had it as a ringtone, I'd go around playing it on my phone, holding out my phone towards people, making a straight face, you know, like, you know.
Did they run away from you in fear?
No.
They just looked at you oddly?
They looked at me, and they started smiling, and the whole time I'm dead as
deadpan.
Deadpan, yeah. Just playing it. I made people at work really think I'm nuts.
There you go.
Yay for me.
Yay for you. Basically, that you're kind of right on the money with Buy the Book. We're going to be kind of out there, very eclectic in what we're doing. Tutorials, discussion, interviews. We'll be getting other people's opinions. Small press, main industry. When it deals with not just artists, though. A lot of times you hear the word artist, you think fine arts, acrylics, oil sculpting, photography, you know, comics, commercial art. We're all in there, but we're also going to be talking with and to and for writers,
musicians,
indie filmmakers,
all kinds of
all realms of the multimedia track.
Yeah, I mean, because it's all in a art, it's all an artistic format. It may not be the public opinion version of art, but if your artistic vision is getting out there, it's art.
There you go. Publishing, producing, or slapping a copyright symbol behind what you're doing. It's all art.
Yep.
And that's the key. So we hope you will definitely pick up the next. This is where we're going to be joining in that particular multimedia release, the digital magazine in PDF format, which you are listening to now if you're listening to us ramble, because that's where this first edition is on, as a preview to our 14th edition of the next.
Yeah, we wanted to do something a little more personal. I mean, we've got our own podcast that we do, and there are other digital magazines out there, and we wanted to give it a personal touch. So you can look at the PDF format while listening to us as well. And, you know, we're going to, like he said, we're going to be doing interviews and reviews and have Q&A sessions and just different types of things. And, you know, in the folder that says Buy the Book, you'll have this MP3 format, MP3 file, and you may have another little folder that has figures written. So if I'm talking about how to make Eggs Benedict with the perfect holiday sauce, and I'll say, look at figure 1A, you'll be able to open up that figures folder and see the pictures as we're going along.
It's a true multimedia experience. The closest thing to actually being short of being in the kitchen with Romy as he's perfecting the holiday sauce.
And you won't get that. Sorry. Not for another 5 years when my financial and school plans get finished.
There you go. There you go. Well, let's take a look at giving them some examples of what we're going to be talking about. Let's focus on writer's tips today.
Okay.
I know that you were involved in a production work on How To Club Innovations book.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, How To Club Innovations book. We kind of did a mashup. We did a picture book. It had a lot of covers and pencil work and artwork from different pencilers and drawers that we've met over the years. So it has a lot of nice artwork. And there's a couple articles. My article that I wrote was Dynamic Character Development. And that's because I've done panels at MomoCon on how to be a writer. And one of my key things that I focus on is character development. Because it is, if you have a great plot and a good storyline, to me, that means you've got good characters. Because you have to have good characters to drive your story. If you have flat, bland characters that aren't doing anything, move along very slowly, that's how your story is going to be. Very slow, very bland. So it's my opinion that the more you get in depth with a character yourself, the better you can write. I go through, you know, a couple questions about why character development is important, how it helps your story along, just different Q&A type questions. And then I give an example of how I do my character development. My character development stems from my role-playing RPGs, whether it be White Wolf, Diamond, D&D, what's the Dresden?
Oh, Evil Hat Productions.
Evil Hat Productions, yes. Which I can't wait to play. I create my characters for those the same way I create my characters for those. I'll take anywhere from at least 20 questions to 50 questions, sometimes even more. I go through the eHarmony site that has 200 questions, answering questions on there for my character. I do character development on eHarmony because they have questions like, you know, on politics and what your favorite food is and what color grass you like and just...
And they ask what color your Jim Jams are.
No.
They should
But they
that.
Should. And if you get that, fantastic. Fantastic. But, you know, I go all the way from in-depth questions about how a character's father beat him at a certain time in his life to what color his Jim Jams are. And does he like his peanut butter and jelly all on the same piece of bread and then the other piece of bread? Or does he have to have peanut butter on one slice, jelly on the other slice, and then jam them together? Just simple little
insight into the character.
Exactly. I mean, I literally take in my brain a section of my brain, clean it out, put a box there, put a bed and a pillow, and that's where I shove my characters. I know my characters, and to me, the more I know my characters, the more questions I can answer for my characters, the more I know them. The more I know them, the better I can write them. Two of my main characters, Richard Dawson and John Shane from Solitude, which is in Dangerous, I know them like the back of my hand. I mean, when I'm shopping, I can hear John and Richard in my head telling me what I should and shouldn't buy.
Wow.
This is not schizophrenia, I promise. It is part of the writing process. It is part of the writing process for me. I mean, I get in depth with my characters because to me, characters are one of the best things about the story.
Driving.
Yeah.
The believability.
The believability. That is the best thing you can do with a story, is give it believability. And one of the ways to do that is to give believable characters. Because you can have, you know,
Mr. Man, the ultimate superhero, and if he's bland and talks like this all the time, then you're not gonna get anywhere because he's not interested.
But if I have Mr. Man, he's got super sexy voice. But when he puts on the, you know, mighty earmuffs that somehow make him indistinguishable from Mr. Man, and he's got this alternate personal ego and, you know, all this stuff.
Double
going
man,
on.
He's just human.
Exactly. You give him a believable type personality, people are going to want to read it. And like I said, it's going to move the story along in a good way.
So I mean, that's what we can kind of expect with these type of tutorials, is giving specific discussions, not only with ourselves, but guests, maybe pre-recorded from different shows.
Yeah, I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, you probably got this disc at Atlanta Comic Convention, you know, July 2010, because that's where I'll be giving them out. So you probably saw me, the big fat guy, giving you this disc. But also at the Atlanta Comic Convention, I'm going to be doing an interview with Bobby Nash, Greg Carter, Jason Flowers, and Sean Taylor. And I'm just going to ask them a few questions for our next Buy the Book audio. Basically, it's going to have you know, about dialogue in a comic book or in a story and communication between writer and artist. Because I know Bobby Nash and Sean Taylor, like myself, we're all writers. And we have someone else draw us. So communication between that writer and the artist is very important. So I'm going to get some interviews with other artists and writers to see how they feel on dialoguing and communication.
That's I can't wait to actually hear that. It's going to be good. Especially, you know, to have people in the industry be able to give their comments and suggestions and resources right then and there live to the actual audience.
I mean, and that's what I was talking about. We're trying to give it a personal touch. We want it to mean something. That's the reason we're asking you. If you have any questions or you want to come on and promote something you're doing or you have a different answer to what we've asked before, just shoot us an email at giraffenetwork@hotmail.com. That's GIRAFNETWORK at Hotmail. HOTMAIL.com. Because if you use a different spelling of mail, you'll get a different
response.
You'll
get a whole other response that you hadn't intended. Definitely.
But yeah, by all means, contact us. Let us know.
I want to be on Buy the Book. You know, I've got some questions.
Let us know.
Work it out. That's a great way to get involved. Also, the thing we're going to be mentioning too are different particulars, things that help us as resources. Items and things maybe in our childhood or books that help us or
inspiration.
Inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, I've got something for you. The 30th anniversary edition of Schoolhouse Rock collection DVD. I saw this. I had to get it. And for those of you who are a little outdated like myself, you'll remember the Cheerio Mornings of In-Between Cartoons.
I was going to say, you're dating yourself.
Yeah,
with that.
I know. But it's so cool.
Well, I mean, where you grew up with, I come from a little bit different generation where it wasn't on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings. We got to listen to The Bill and Electricity and Conjunction Junction in school. We didn't get to hear all of them, but I know of Schoolhouse Rocks. And it was very cool to watch at the time, you know?
It was innovative as far as information and animation. You're getting some information slyly under the guise of music and art.
Yeah, I mean, because when we got it in school, it was like, cool, we get to watch cartoons?
Yes! Yeah.
Junction. That sticks in my head at least once or twice a year still.
Really? Does it sound anything like this?
Yeah, it's almost like I can hear it right now.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or. They'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And but and or get you pretty far.
Conjunction.
What's great about this is, you know, back in the day, this was innovative cartooning. Right. Now, it may not look that great, but it's still pretty cool. I mean, you got bright, vibrant colors that are very eye-popping to the kids, as you see. So, yeah, I mean, for those of you that can't see, they're conjunction junction, like a railroad junction. They've got railroad cars, and it has and, but, or on it. No and choice. You can see them just talking as they're showing you.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that. I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. You cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
And
Look, manners. They're teaching manners.
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that an absurd thought.
Yeah, you want to make your editor mad? Give him that.
Conjunction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
See, how can you not have that run through your brain 4 or 5 times in all 1 minute?
Thank you. That's going to run through my brain for the next 2 weeks.
And I've succeeded!
Conjunction.
See, that's why you've got to be able to pick up this DVD collection. There are 46 particular different presentations that they have collected here. A few they haven't even have released, including the Electoral College and Scooter and Mr. Chips.
And I'm it's the all new song. I'm going to send your vote to the college. It's like, okay,
you get everything from grammar to science to mathematics to history. You know. It's just amazing.
And but, money.
And finance, definitely. We could all use some finance.
Yeah, maybe we should send this to the press. Never.
Oh! No. He gets enough with, I'm just a bill.
If you're wanting to pick up this, you can just go to schoolhouserockdvd.com. That's Schoolhouse Rock. Not rocks, because that's what I thought it was. Schoolhouserockdvd.com. And, I mean, it's, like you said, it's got 46 different, you know, songs on here. And on the second disc, yeah, it's a 2-disc, because it's 30th anniversary, so it's
got to be special features. Yeah,
they've got some cool stuff that we're going to hear a piece of a little later of another song that was
truly inspired.
Yeah.
Like you said, this is an inspirational piece and how modern musicians have taken their take.
Exactly.
You know, from hearing it back in the Cheerio days, as I call him, to the modern effect.
And, I mean, matter of fact, let's just go ahead and listen to that now. It's this is actually a cover of Electric, you know, from the original Schoolhouse Rock song, done by Goodness from Atlantic Records.
Electricity. When you're in the dark and you wanna see electricity, well, I'll flip that switch and away you get electricity. Every room can now be lit.
Combination. They're smart and cute.
Oh,
you just got hit with electricity. So, I mean, as you can hear, this isn't like what you heard with Conjunction Junction. This is a modern band that has done a complete cover of this song. And it's a music video. So it looks just like a music video you would see on MTV.
But throws in the components from the show, cartoons in some scenes, so you get the connection.
Yeah, I mean, it's got electricity done in the cartoon style word. I mean, fonts
and everything
flashing across the screen at times.
It's pure image.
Yeah, it's it's awesome.
It's a must collection, and that's really if you've got kids or anybody learning how to read and start their education early. This is an artistic way to get them to do it.
Yeah, because I must admit, you know, I tried showing this to my landlord's kids, you know, and they're 13, 10, and 7. So they're brought up on SpongeBob SquarePants and you know, and Ed, Edd n Eddy and all these horrible cartoons. So when I tried to show them this, they weren't into it at first until they saw, you know, what was going on and they heard the music. And, you know, it wasn't quite as boring to them.
Right.
But, you know, I think the earlier you start,
the better off you're going to get the attention.
Exactly.
Truly be inspiration. Okay, well, I think we've given them a pretty good example of the first episode.
Yeah.
So, like you said, if you guys have anything you want to say, email us. Again, giraffenetwork@hotmail.com. Excellent. Well,
you can visit our website at giraffenetwork.org as well.
Exactly. For many, many freebie things as well as tutorials, information, news, updates, and books and products. All that go to the sales and fundraising for the Art Awareness and Education Program. As we are a 501c3 nonprofit education charitable organization.
Yep.
Wow, say that 10 times.
We are.
No, don't even try. Good night, everybody.
Later.